What's up, everyone? Will here from Mature Mining Gamers, and I have with me here Ryan and Eric. What is up, gentlemen?
Hey, hey.
Nothing.
So we have recently arrived back in Azeroth, and wow, it's been many years since I have played this game. Oh, what do you guys think? Are you glad to be back, or are you just kind of regretting even jumping back in?
Having way more fun than I thought. I thought we'd be done after a couple of days. Still going strong. Level almost 70, I think, now.
Yeah, same thing here. I wasn't sure how much. I really hesitated buying like a whole month. I couldn't do it any other way, but I figure if we're going to play it for 3 days, I've spent $15 on games we've only played 3 days before, so I sort of rationalized it that way. And having a lot of fun. Seen a lot of the old, a bit of the nostalgia side, super side of the game I didn't see as much because I didn't play Alliance before. And I enjoy just having that pre-made group with our own MMG guild sort of getting together and remembering things that may or may not work and then having a good time.
I agree with you. I think that's one of the funnest parts about doing this is actually playing with you guys. And I don't think it's as much fun. I mean, that's anything with any MMO, I guess, but I'm really enjoying getting back into it. I'm worried I'm getting the WoW jitters when I'm not playing, you know, but I'm having a lot of fun. I'm disappointed in the leveling system myself. I thought I would be pretty happy with being able to go from like 0 to 70 in the matter of just like a week and a half or so, whatever we've been back playing. But I'll be honest, I'm feeling more of like I'm missing a lot of content. I'm missing a lot of the feeling of, oh man, I'm making progress. I get on for a couple hours and I've made like 5 or 6 levels and it's just like, well, cool. Do you think that that the leveling is too quick?
Do you mind if I jump in here, Eric?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I was just, you know, I was thinking about it a lot, Will, and I kind of agreed with you. But then I started thinking that, like, the max level now is 120. And while it seems really fast that we got to level 70 or so already with a 100% experience or whatever, we still have almost half the distance to go. And, you know, the upper levels themselves are considerably more experienced than what the lower levels are. And I started thinking about, you know, I could probably get to 30 in a week way back when. If I played as consistently with a group and did as many dungeons as what we've done. So while it seems really, really fast and we're burning through so much content that used to take us so long, I still kind of wonder, like, what that content on the other side of this looks like. Northrend, and I don't even know beyond that. Draenor, I don't know where we're going after we do Burning Crusade and a little bit of Northrend, because I didn't play during those times. And I think when we get to that brand new content, I think it will start taking us a little longer to hit that 110 mark.
I agree. At first, I thought it felt kind of weird that we were just blown by all this content. But man, I mean, how many times have we went back? Now, given normally when we go back, it's like, you know, maybe two of us. And I think that's a big factor that we're playing as, you know, 4 to 5 of us on all the time. But every time we go back, I mean, I'd level up to 20 or 30 and I'd be done. Like, the grind just got to me. I've been there. I've done that. You know, I've had a level 60 when that was max. And I kind of enjoying this. We hit 60 really quick. Now I'm in the content I've never played before. It's fun to play. And it's just nice to relax. Like, I don't know. I think I'm enjoying the leveling, actually.
For me, it's more just the... I think it's... You talked about the WoW jitters a second ago, Will, and you know, I sympathize a lot with that. That was a big reason why I quit playing in the first place, because I felt, I don't remember if I shared this with you guys yesterday or not, but I know I was talking to my son a little bit about it, because he was talking something similar with Fortnite, and I was like, you know, I can remember taking a day off work one day, and then realizing I was taking a day off work just to play WoW, and then it was Tuesday, and then they were on patch the whole entire day. And like, I felt like almost dirty. Like, I felt like I wasted a whole entire day of productivity sitting around doing absolutely nothing because I thought I was going to have a day to sit around and do nothing. And while I think mental health days are important and I think it's great to do that, like, I just did not feel comfortable with the amount of anxiety I was having just to play a video game. It wasn't fun anymore. So the fact that, you know, I logged on for a minute today just to see if anybody else was on. Nobody was on. So then I messed around with Flight Sim. I played Fetch with the dog. I finished watching Jurassic Park. There was no anxiety, no expectation to get on and log another 3 hours or so today. And it's Did we play last night? Did I go to bed early last night or no? I can't even remember. But like I don't feel that pressure this time, mainly just because I only really want to play it if we're all going to run stuff. And so when you guys are recording podcasts or when nobody's on, there's no reason for me to get on and log on.
No, and I get that. And I like I was saying, I think that's the best part about playing this is just being able to log in as our guild and just run through dungeons. Because, I mean, to me, that's the best part of this game. Is being able to get on and run these events and these dungeons that, you know, before I never really had the gear. I wasn't lead enough. I wasn't, you know, specced out or, you know, I wasn't this hardcore player. I just wanted to casually get on, run some stuff and kill some monsters and gain some loot, you know, and I do enjoy that aspect because now we're able to get on. It's more casual. We're just having fun. You know, there's no, as you had said the other day, there's no real expectation that we're going to, you know, of anybody in their roles or whatever. And you're just getting on there and having fun. But at the same time, a lot of this content, these dungeons we're doing, we're just blowing right through them. And we never really had any challenge so far with any of the dungeon bosses, have we?
No, I don't think we have at all. I mean, we've even consistently had some pretty bad fifth people when we weren't all on. And we've just wrecked stuff. Dungeons are just super simple. And I have noticed the classic dungeons, I think, were harder. Now, that may be partially because we're kind of coming into our role now and figuring out how to, you know, to best meta the game. But it, also, I think it might be that the newer content, they simplified it and dumbed it down, maybe. I don't know. The mobs are falling quick. They seem to be more roaming mobs, so you have to be more aware of your environment. But the actual, like, one-on-one battles or, you know, group battles seem easier.
Well, you know what? I would suggest both of you try playing a healing paladin because my experience has been vastly different than what you guys are talking about. While we do just literally never stop running. It's just like we could hold the numlock key and just auto run all the way through a lot of this stuff. It has been challenging trying to figure out the timings and making sure the gear is where it needs to be in order to sort of keep up. Because the damages are there and sometimes it's chaotic. And when cooldowns are there... With a healing paladin, sometimes it's 5 seconds before I can cast another spell, and I just watch Will's life just immediately start to drain out, and the anxiety and the panic rises. but that sort of adrenaline is what you play it for. So while healing with a druid is so much easier and so much more fun and so much more relaxing, until we get up to 80s or so, I'm going to stick with this paladin. And I I'm not able to really watch a lot of what's going on because I'm literally just focusing on those little life bars on the side. If I could figure out how to hotkey things maybe a little efficiently, maybe I'd be all right, but I'm literally just slamming the keyboard with all my fingers most of the time hoping I hit the right thing. So while we're burning through it, oh man, I still have some of that anxiety.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, being up close and personal with the paladin and trying to tank stuff, I mean, sometimes there's just so many monsters, so many particle effects going on the screen. I have no idea what's going on. All I know is I'm hitting a certain sequence of numbers, and it's almost becoming just a routine, just going through, pulling this mob and hitting these buttons. Oh, I'm low in health, heal, hit these buttons, done. And it's almost like there's no tactical decisions and importance right now. And that's, I'm worried that I'm becoming bored with the game already because there's no like, tactical decisions on positioning, on what I'm doing. I mean, yeah, we may run into the occasional, I lost aggro and, you know, he's on the mage. You got to go over to Eric and get him off. And, you know, we'll have that. And then I've got to run over there and pull aggro. And then I can, refocus on my pattern. But I'm missing that tactical decisions that the original game had or made me feel about where I need to be and what I was doing and how important it was because I wasn't just rolling through stuff. And I think for me, that's one of the things I really liked about WoW in the first place. You know, and what do you guys think? Is that something you guys enjoyed about the first one? Is that something you really care less about and you're just having fun just because we're all playing together or what?
I think that'll come. I just think like the power imbalance that we're feeling right now with all of us having pretty much maxed out heirloom gear and literally just running, go through. Those are the tactical decisions and things what makes the raids and the dungeons fun. Like, who are we going to sheep? Who are we going to pull? Right now, like, we're not even having to have those discussions. You know, you don't have to have a hunter do a misdirect onto the tank so we don't pull groups on either side. Because the threat of being wiped is not really has not really been a serious threat for us yet. But the other side of that is, like, we could always slow down and play these things a little more tactically and probably be a little more successful. But it's just not. I mean, we haven't hit that power cap yet. I'm guessing about the time we all hit like 105 or 107 or low end 110 or whatever that would be with our gear sort of peaked and we have to start replacing heirloom gear with actual epic gear. That's when we're going to start to run up against a wall where we're going to have to say, okay, no, we can't just gun this. We're going to have to stop. We're going to have to ask Eric to sheep this guy. Or we're going to have to ask, what do warlocks do? I can't remember. They hypnotize or something. They have some sort of,
they have like a stun, don't they?
And some, yeah, they have some sort of CC feature that they have, or, you know, Doug's there to do meditation. Repentance, I think is what it is, for rep pallies have that can stun people. So, I mean, I think there will be things that are that will get to it. It's just right now we're just not at the power level for it. Like, I think we would have a very different experience if we all just would have hit that button at the beginning and all of us jumped directly to 110 and having to start there with basically the base level 110 gear going into these instances that are much higher level or much more powerful where we're talking gear score versus actual player level. I think we would have started to hit that challenge. And I think that's where we should have, or where we'll start seeing that tactic stuff comes back. Karazhan is probably my favorite thing I've ever run. And that was because there were so much things like you have to stun this guy. Cause if he doesn't, he'll run through the banquet hall and aggro the whole entire tower on your party. And if your team didn't talk about it and you didn't know what was happening, then, you know, your hunter wasn't there to grab that misdirect, or your mage wasn't there to grab that sheep or whatever it would be to sort of control the battlefield. Or if your paladin run consecration passed all your CC and woke everything back up again, like there are decisions like that are still coming. I just think the for the most part, the older stuff to save, there are people who've been playing this since it started. And in order to sort of save their mentality to not have to sort of work so hard in content that they've ran thousands of times, I think that's why you've seen a lot of the dumbification of the stuff that's old. As we get closer to newer stuff, even just whatever we ran last time we played, which I don't remember if it was yesterday or the day before, but the stuff in Hellfire Peninsula, sort of the Outlands, those dungeons seem to be exactly the same as what they were back when that stuff came out, when Cataclysm and stuff like that came out. So I think the further we go, the more tactical some of these things are going to get. It's not just about leveling and grabbing loot, which I think is what the classic stuff is essentially used for now. So while I do miss it, and I do totally understand and agree with you, Will, I think it's coming. I have a feeling that it's coming.
I hope it is, because I like a good challenge. I don't mind an easy dungeon at the same time, but I do like a good challenge where we have to think a little bit. And I usually strive to hopefully get to a point where we can run something on hard when that option's there, because I find that fun when it's a challenge. You know, we got to work peak performance.
We hadn't even talked about PvP, Eric. I mean, we could start doing arena runs, 3v3, start getting owned by those guys.
I've mentioned PvP a couple times. I love PvP. I'm looking forward to it. It's always disappointing. I never do as good as I hope, you know, mostly because of the trash I bring with me, but, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Hi, this is me. I'm Trash. We could do some of the larger stuff, like the larger battleground things, where having five people working towards a common goal amongst a sea of 40 can really change the wave of a larger PvP instance like that.
I think that would be a lot of fun. I can't wait to try it out. I do want to mention one thing, though, that has surprised me, that they've kind of compacted everything where you don't have to go see a trainer or, like, learn anything hardly. Like, a ton of NPCs are just useless now. Like, I feel like they're just there to fill up the building so that it's not an empty building, you know? And I wonder if they're ever going to do anything about that. I mean, probably not, but I find it a little weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like there's still some trainers that are out there, as you say, but then you never even have to visit them. So why didn't they just take those characters out? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think because we just have a whole bunch of empty buildings.
Right.
So, like, I see why they leave them there, but, man, what a waste. I mean, look how big the towns are, and, I mean, you really only go to one small district in most of them, and you can definitely compact them all down to that.
What made them take those characters out? Or that mode, or that system? Why did they automatically have it where you could just gain your abilities? Does this seem
counterintuitive? I mean, you even used to have to go back to like upgrade your crafting and, you know, to do all that stuff. They just simplified everything now. You just automatically gain it.
I think you still have to go upgrade your professions once you hit like the level 150 and things like that. For every expansion, you have to go and hit them up to get that next level of training or whatever. But I mean, I'll be honest, like some of that stuff was fun the first time you did it because you had to track the guy down. But I could totally see why, now that the game is very mature in its life cycle, where some of that stuff would just be simplified for the purposes of trying to get you to in-game as fast as possible. And that's really what they want. They don't want somebody buying World of Warcraft, the retail vision right now, and then never, ever, ever upgrading to an expansion. They want to get that. They want to get that rebuy every 2 years or so of that extra influx of income of $40 or whatever for the game and $15 a month. So they have to sort of create things I think they have to inload everything. Just make it so if I bought the game brand new today, I will be able to get quickly to the end of the game as possible. So that now I'm looking to buy Shadowlands, or I was looking to buy Battle of Azeroth. Some of that I think is just simplifying it for those reasons. And then again, I think there's burnout there. If you make players work that hard to do the same thing over and over again. I mean, when you get in a groove and you're doing instances and you're running, I mean, the fact that there's even a raid finder or a group finder for that, where we don't have to travel to those places to run these instances, that cuts so much time out of, so much meaningless time out of the actual experience. We're able to jump right in and we'll travel to the bottom of Orgrimmar. We'll jump right in and we'll travel to Hellfire Peninsula. We'll jump right in and we'll travel to the Wailing Caverns or whatever. And then we're getting more bang for our buck. And it really changes nothing on their end for the experience of the game, versus how easy would it be for us to get bored if we had a 45-minute run to Stratholme if we were going to run it?
All righty. So final thoughts for you, Ryan. What are you are you enjoying it?
Yeah, 100%. And honestly, like, are we done with this? We can play tonight or no? Or what? How's that going to work?
All right. What about you, Eric? Final thoughts?
I'm still enjoying it. As long as you guys stay, I'm going to keep playing with you, because to me, it's all about teamwork and having fun together. And I'm having a blast right now.
Yeah, I agree with all of your guys' sentiments. I actually wouldn't mind be playing right now. I've got some work to do. I've got some board game stuff to get up. But what I do want to say is I'm excited to continue to play with you guys, but I am eager for other games to be coming out here later, including the New World game from Amazon, which I think will be probably taking my wallet from there. So I'm having fun. I'll keep on playing as long as you guys are driving me back in.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for checking out our podcast. Make sure you go to our website, maturemindedgamers.com. We do board games, video games, and much more. You can check out our Patreon from there and help support us to keep us going. Have yourself a great day.